Listening Library presents The Running Dream by Gwendolyn Vendranen, read for you by Laura Flanagan. Part 1. Finish Line. Chapter 1. My life is over. Behind the morphine dreams is the nightmare of reality, a reality I can't face. I cry myself back to sleep, wishing, pleading, praying that I will wake up from this. But the same nightmare always awaits me. "Shh," my mother whispers. "It'll be okay." But her eyes are swollen and red, and I know she doesn't believe what she's saying. My father? Now that's a different story. He doesn't even try to lie to me. What's the use? He knows what this means. My hopes, my dreams, my life, it's over. The only one who seems unfazed is Dr. Wells.
"Hello there, Jessica," he says.
I don't know if it's day or night, the second day or the first.
"How are you feeling?"
I just stare at him. What am I supposed to say? Fine? He inspects my chart.
"So, let's have a look, shall we?"
He pulls the covers off my lap, and I find myself face to face with the truth. My right leg has no foot, no ankle, no shin. It's just my thigh, my knee, and a stump wrapped in a mountain of gauze. My eyes flood with tears as Dr. Wells removes the bandages and inspects his handiwork. I turn away, only to see my mother fighting back tears of her own. "It'll be okay," she tells me.